This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out, a bad seed, a broken head, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad editors, bad taste, bad luck, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in New York City. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion show. It up should do. Oh, my friend, to come around, fudge a party up. Got rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, the town to tatter. My brain is splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Carver High and your boy Ryan Whitney, the ball carrier, in here tonight. Did I get a hickey? I called him Whitney. And didn't he play hockey, Whitney? You'd rather be Whitney at this point if you had his money. I knew it's hickey. I butchered that, but that's all right. Hey, well, it's time from New York. At least I remembered. I forget a lot of things these days. You should have seen when I smoked weed. Oh, they love Shinedown. Come on. We're not alone tonight. We're with you, baby. See, Hickey, are you working with us later this week, too, or just tonight? Is it just tonight?
Yeah, just tonight.
Did Mafia quit the show or something? Is he coming back, or what's his deal?
Allegedly.
One more time with me. Come on. I found a way. You feel good, don't you? Steal the sun from the sky. We never see the sun around here. Long live Pharrell. I decided to fly in the inside. Sam. All right, 855-212-4227. We got Jeremy Kahn on from the Fan in Baltimore tonight. He's on 105.7 down in Charm City. We'll talk to him about Manny Machado and the Ravens giving the Steelers fits on Sunday night. They play the lowly Browns this week. That's at 11:03 Eastern. Matt Moore at 11:40 Eastern, 8:40 Vegas time. CBS Sports NBA writer. We'll talk NBA rack. Speaking of the NBA, tonight I was suffering out in the newsroom with that 3.5 with the Lakers. They lost by 4 in overtime. Your boy Kyle Kuzma with the wide open 3 at the end of the game. Nobody around him, and he bricked it. That would have covered. Also, at the other end, with 0.6 left, your boy Porzingis hits both free throws to cover the bet. And they had, like, the clock had ended. The game had been, like, wiped out, right? And then the ref said, no, we need to go look at the clock. They were up 4, right? Or they were up 2. And they went to the monitor, and they saw there was 0.6 left. So they sent him to the line. He made both free throws. They cover. And he inbounds to Kuzma all alone, no one around him. He bricks it. Meanwhile, the guy hits a bomb 3 at the end of regulation to tie the game to send it to overtime. So he can hit the clutch bomb 3 to tie it, but he can't hit the 3 to cover for everybody. And if you noticed at the game, all the players, after they stopped the game and looked at the monitor, they were all laughing and walking around, joking around and everything. That's because they knew the number was 3 and a hook. And that both of those free throws cost everybody. And then same thing with the Cavs. They were laying 11. They win by 9. Meanwhile, the whole game, they were up 30. Right? Blowing them out. Just lighting them up. Breaking all kinds of individual records. Guys going to the Hall of Fame. But when it's all said and done, they can only beat Atlanta by 9. I want to vomit. Seriously. I was out in the newsroom. I wanted to vomit. Hurl. Yak. Tonight, I believe your boy Kawhi Leonard returning to action for the Spurs.
He returned to action, but I also just saw that he was headed to the locker room.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. And he had 13 points on 6 of 12 shooting, 6 rebounds on a dime and a steal and a block shot, and then he went to the locker room?
I just saw that come across now, that he was heading to the locker room.
So that game's really good, right? Is it really 68-65? I have no idea. I'm watching the Flames and Wild in the third period. I'm watching the Sixers down 9 and make it 6, down 6 and mini against the T-Wolves. I'm also watching the Canes and Vegas Golden Knights. The Flower returns tonight, Carver High. We have him in the daily fantasy roster this evening, going large, trying to get the Rust Never Sleeps, Neil Young, off of him. Playing Carolina right now. Off a back-to-backer. And then Suns-Kings I'm watching as we speak. I believe it's underway. No score. They're at the Golden 1 Center. But Kawhi, 6 of 12 from the floor tonight in his return. So he's been out the whole season. Cavs 123-114 over the Hawks. LeBron 25-7 and 17 dimes tonight for King James. Nuggets 103-84 over the Pistons. The Knicks win that game 113-109. And the Nets, how about the Nets? No sleep till 103-98 over the Wizards. There you go. Carver High with a lot of action going tonight. Lightning up 1-0 on the Blues in the third with 9 minutes left. Flames and Wild 1-1, as I told you. Panthers, Blackhawks 1-1 in Chicago at the United Center. Canes and Knights underway, no score in Cincinnati to make it a hub. Beautiful. We'll be in Vegas the week of January 29th for the Super Bowl, which is February 4th. The Bash is at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center. We're doing 5 live shows Monday through Friday at the D Casino View Bar, second floor of the casino. Sabres 3-2 over the Senators tonight and shove it off. Devils all over the Kings 5-1. I guess they're finally burned out on their road trip. Flyers doubled up the Leafs. No Austin Matthews, no W. Philly wins it 4-2. Caps 5-2 over the Avs. And the Oilers stun the Jackets tonight in Columbus 7-2 with a nice road trip there. What is that, 3 in a row on a road for the Edmonton Oilers? Let's see. McDavid is 12th. Nugent Hopkins is 12th. There you go. Oh, you like that, don't you? I do. Huh. We're too thick for you. I believe that. Well, the beginning is so good, you can't just turn it down. Here we go. I gotta be here at night. The balls of my feet feel like broken glass after I play too much basketball. Hell yeah. But I also have fallen arches. I got bruises on my heels. Come on, send a big shout. All right, the Packers had this week circled as possible return date for Aaron Rodgers. Reports say some people in the organization are worried about rushing him back, and he may not play Sunday against the Panthers. The Packers, 7-6, would need to run the table to make the playoffs. If he doesn't play in Carolina, I don't like their chances. Would you rush him back? Yes. What's the point of having him? I want him out there. Come on. What's he got, a cracked collarbone? Man up. The OKC Thunder is still searching for answers after last night's loss to the Hornets, which saw him fall to 12-14. Melo skipped out on the media after the game, and PG-13 said it's got to stop. Today, both players said they love Billy Donovan. Oh, God. Oh, God. We've always loved you. You've always had our back. We got Christmas gifts for you and Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, Billy. Are you surprised the star-studded Thunder have been so, how should I put it, crappy? Triple G and Canelo are targeting Cinco de Mayo for their anticipated rematch. Of course, the first fight, Triple G beat the living hell out of him and got jobbed by the refs. Only three venues are being considered: T-Mobile in Sin City, MSG in New York City, and Jerry's World in Dallas. Didn't they already have it at the Triple at the T-Mobile in Vegas?
Yes.
You got to have it at the Garden. Come on.
That would be awesome.
Come on.
I mean, but if they had it in Vegas, that's another potential possibility for us to go out there.
Road trip. We'll be appearing live at the D for a week in the residency.
I mean, wouldn't you want to do January for Super Bowl, March for March Madness,
yes,
and May for Canelo Triple G?
I just want to live in Vegas and work for Derek full time. Derek Stevens, the owner of the D Casino. Good evening, Las Vegas. We'll be out there with 1140, our great affiliate in Vegas, the week of January 29th. Carver High is already doing calisthenics. Michael, I can tell you've been working on streamlining your waist for a big week of alcoholic beverages and pool mall cigarettes and video poker and love playing with Pharrell on the Wheel of Fortune. Saturday, Chicago and Detroit. How about that one at Ford Field? And the Bolts and Chiefs at Arrowhead. Saturday football is back. And I'm not talking about college. I'm talking pain day, son. Sunday, Miami and Buffalo. Does it get any better than that? No. Yeah, maybe. Rams, Seattle late. New England, Pittsburgh, the game of the week. Sunday night football, Dallas, Oakland. Monday night, Atlanta, Tampa. You have to be on PharrellOnTheBench.com so that you don't have any cavities and you hit a lot of winners. College hoops this week. Nova and Temple tomorrow, Saturday, Notre Dame, Indiana, NBA. I love that Lakers-Cleveland game Thursday, Saturday, OKC and the Knicks. Best game Thursday, NHL, Pittsburgh-Vegas, as Fleury takes on his former team he won three Stanley Cups with. And Friday, L.A. and the Rangers at the Garden. I got every bowl game up already, money line and spread for all the bowl games, which start this Saturday. Get every pick in every sport, every day, every game, boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters that rake it in. PharrellOnTheBench.com sets the standard. Sign up today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
So later tonight, I told you, Jeremy Kahn at the top of the second hour, 11:03 East, 8:03 Vegas time, from the Fan in Baltimore. We'll talk Ravens. We'll talk Machado. And then at 11:40 East, Matt Moore, NBA, CBSSports.com. He comes on the show periodically to talk NBA rack. I'm watching some good games tonight in the NBA. I already watched a good game in the NBA. I thought the Knicks-Laker game was excellent. I got to tell you, now, I don't know what the final number was, but in terms of the amount of ties and lead changes, it was somewhere in the neighborhood of like 15 ties and like 22 lead changes at least. It was crazy. The game was crazy. It was a really good game. It was close throughout. There was a lot of great individual performances. I think Porzingis had 37. It just was really good stuff, if you ask me. And I just want to look at some of the stats from it. Fair enough. Because I know Porzingis lit it up. He ended up having 37, 11, and one dime. But he also had at least three blocks in the game. Yeah, five blocks. He had five blocks in the game. The guy went off. So what else on that? Kanter had 14 and 11, the double-double. Beasley had 13. All of it like late in the game, fourth quarter and overtime. McDermott had 10. Courtney Lee had 10, and believe it or not, Nil Aquina had 13 and five dimes. Nil Aquina hit three threes, which I hadn't seen him do, because I think he's been really average, if you ask me, since they drafted him. And everybody keeps talking about, you know, give him time and all this other nonsense. Like, wasn't he like, what did they get him in the draft, like fourth or fifth or something like that? What was it? It was really high up in the first round, right? And he has not amounted to a hill of beans. What did they get him? What number was Nil Aquina? So anyway, they could have got Dennis Scott Jr. Dallas got him. I keep thinking the Knicks were seventh or something like that. I can't even remember. Okay, so either or. I just don't think that he's lived up to that high a pick. You know what I mean? If you're top 10 NBA first round, he was eighth. So seventh was Dallas and Smith Jr. And everybody wondered why they were ninth. Oh, yeah, so they took Ntilikina, and then next went Dallas, and Dallas took Smith. And so everybody wanted to know, and Markkanen went before him to the Bulls, so Smith went after him, and everybody's like, why didn't you take Smith? Now, I agree that Smith misses a lot of shots, but he scores a lot. So, I mean, he scores more, he produces more, he's not afraid to shoot in the fourth quarter. And he's made the Mavs watchable, and they've been in a lot of games. Like, they're in the game tonight, right? They were at least in the game a minute ago with San Antonio. Believe it or not, I know you may not find this interesting, but the Mavs have covered like crazy. They've been in every game they play. So I'm a big fan of a team that covers, that, you know, is in every game. You know what I mean? No matter what, they're in the game. And I love teams like that. But anyway, Porzingis, 14-26. Five threes, four or five from the line. He had three offensive boards, 11 boards in the game, a steal and an assist and five blocks. That's what I'm going to need tomorrow night, Carver High, in the deep balls playoff game against the Tropics in the semifinals.
Yeah, well, you guys are undefeated with no Mafia, so good chance to go to 2-0, sans Mafia.
So I think the spread is 12. We're getting 12 in that semifinal. They beat us by 20 the last time
we
played.
I liked what I heard about last week, so I think I'm going to take the 12 with you guys.
Taking the 12.
Maybe splash the money line, too, for a straight-up win.
Whoa, so you're taking deep balls in a money line upset?
Yeah, I think so tomorrow night. Only because Mafia's not there.
Ryan Whitney Hickey, do you have a pick for the Pharrell basketball team playoff game tomorrow night, deep balls against Tropics?
Well, I mean, every time I'm in and I hear you guys talk about it, you guys always win. You always drop some big, you know, numbers. So I'm going to go Pharrell big time.
Wow, we have double upsets. I'm taking the other team, and I think on the money line, and I'll take...
Well, that's not fair. You can influence the outcome of the game.
No. But I'll take the 12 and keep us in it. I'm thinking I need to chuck 26 shots, too. I think I told Fuego I need to drop at least 25 to 30 J's. Doesn't matter. If I make 14 of them, that'll be a huge game. You know what I mean? If you hit 14 shots, you're going to score a lot. I need to get to the line a few times, too. So there's three players. They have three really good players. We have three really good players. They're better than us. They've been to the finals a bunch of times and lost to the Pharrell Ballers, my old team, the championship team, who, by the way, is undefeated and the number one seed. And they're playing in the second semifinal tomorrow night. So we have to play the first game, and then we play them, and the winner will lose to them in the finals. Allegedly, right? So what I need is my guy that filled in for Mafia last week had 25, 11, and 7. If he goes 25, 11, and 7, and I can put in 18 to 20, that would be a miracle because these guys aren't stupid. They know I can shoot, so they're going to clamp down on me. Every time I play them, they're all over me. So they know what to do to beat us. The last time we played them, it was a tie game with 10 minutes to go, and then they beat us by 20. So at the end, in the last 10 minutes, they just lit us up. They just hit every three, and they broke out and had transition buckets. So we're not favored. We're getting 12. It's not looking good. But 34C did say she was going to run off with a player from the other team if we lose. That's her plan anyway. So when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things. Last night, your boy Carver High said that Alan Trammell, there's no way he should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I stand by that.
And the numbers that the Tigers put out on this guy are fairly impressive.
No, they're not.
So we're going to go over that, and then we're also going to strike up the Barry Bonds annual rite of passage. There's a story today. Did you see that I sent you about?
I did.
Should Barry Bonds, he's trending toward induction.
And he should be there.
I think he should be there, too. Now, everybody hates his guts. I have to tell you, short, that I've never seen, in my lifetime, I've never seen anyone personally with faster hands than Barry Bonds at hitting a baseball out of a baseball park. Like, when he was young, before he was on drugs, he was a 40-40 guy clean. You remember that? His first, like, 10 years in the league, he was 40-40 clean. And then he blew up to the Michelin Man thing with all the roids, and that's all there is to it. And then he was living in denial, and, you know, he blames the media for everything. Now he's, like, riding a bike, and he's the nicest guy in the world. I always told you that once you don't matter, you're nice to everybody. When you're the king of the heap, you hate everybody, and you treat people like crap. When you don't matter, you're like Santa Claus. You're so nice to people. He's nice now. Do you let him into the Hall of Fame based on his early career basically talent and numbers and 40-40 every year? And this, I mean, this guy stole bases like the wind, right? So do you let him in? Because I do. And I'm also one of these A-Rod guys that would let him in too. Because I got to tell you, I went to see that guy play, and watching him have five at-bats every day in the Bronx for 10 years, whatever it was to me very entertaining. I liked watching him play. And I just thought, just even being him, like the tabloids, that guy couldn't even, like, go outside for an ice cream cone without getting followed and harassed by the media and a story written about him, that he lived through that and then became this huge media titan, whatever you want to call him. He's on Fox. He's doing everything. He's sleeping with J-Lo, the Shark Tank. He's everywhere. That guy deserves to be in the Hall of Fame for just pulling it all off and being a liar and a thief the whole time. The fact that he's, like, wearing $5,000 suits and still on top of the world, that just, you got to go into the Hall of Fame just because you pulled it off. Everybody wanted him dead, and now everybody, he, speaking of Santa Claus, is he not Santa Claus? Everyone loves him. Women, children, God, everyone loves him.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Trust the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle brands you trust, like Brake Best and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227 gets you benched. Wild and Flames in a shootout right now. Wild score. Stewart just put it in. And then the Canes scored on the Flower Flurry, and they lead Vegas 1-0 in Vegas. So, couple things. One, we put a podcast out after every show on Twitter at On the Bench CBS and at Scott Farrell, on Facebook.com/Farrell on the Bench, and on our network website at onthebenchcbs.com. There you go. Don't forget, again, Vegas, the week of January 29th, we're going to be out there. Your boy Carver High is clamoring for a Saturday departure on the 27th. We're going to have to work on that. Maybe tomorrow I'll reach out to my boy in Vegas, Briggs.
Yeah,
Briggs and Stratton.
Let's start to get some feelers out there and see what they think.
I guess at the worst it would be Sunday.
And then we'd probably have to go separately then.
Yeah.
Because I'll be island.
Oh, you mean if it was Sunday?
Right.
Saturday you go with me home Friday night.
Right.
Nice knowing you. Hot Nicole, bye.
Yeah,
boom.
Finished.
Gone. And then, you know, you just got to Skype and stuff like that, or whatever
you
do.
I did that a couple times.
Don't you just Facebook Live or something?
I Skype. I do the, what's it called?
Facebook.
FaceTime.
FaceTime. That's it. That works. All right, so we're going to be out there that week of January 29th, and the Super Bowl is February 4th. We'll be there for that bash at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center, which is going to be incredible. Great party. Trust me, you. It's right across Caddy Corner from the D Casino. It's literally out the front door. Boom, you're there. It's like 20 steps across the street. And then you're there. They got kiosks, William Hill, set up for, you know, all your betting needs at the window and in-game betting. It's incredible. So come out and hang out with us for the Super Bowl in Vegas. Also, what else? Anything? Snapchat, we doing that tonight, later? We blew it off last night. Oh, my God. The one I got for you tonight may break all the records. I'm not even going to tease you with what it is. Let's just say the mom and dad are famous. That's your tip.
Famous for me and you.
Tip line.
Like, I bet you that, like, our boy Hickey over here probably doesn't even know who they are.
Really?
I bet the younger crowd doesn't know who they are.
That guy knows who they are.
You know who Richie Sambora is?
So you just gave out the guy's name right there on the air. Thanks. Nice job. Anyway, so at this point, it doesn't matter. We got Smoke Show City, Richie Sambora, and Heather Locklear's kid.
Do you know who that is?
I've heard of Heather Locklear, but not Richie Sambora, no.
You don't know who Richie Sambora is? Wow. Ryan Hickey, Whitney.
Well, the good thing is that we usually have like a whole different audience, more affiliates later on in the show when we do the Snapchat. So.
So you're contending you haven't ruined it for everyone.
I am contending that, yes.
All right, so we'll see how that pans out. Do you believe – all right, so can I give you these stats? You still aren't impressed. You saw the stats and you
I saw them.
So Trammell's Hall of Fame resume, 6 All-Star selections.
Good. I could probably find a few guys who have made 6 All-Star
4 Gold Gloves.
Okay, so.
The Wild won the game, by the way. 3 Silver Slugger Awards.
That means nothing.
4 and a World Series MVP.
Okay, plenty of guys have won that. You're going to put who won a couple years ago? There's been a few more. 1 second.
It's going to take a while to come up with those names. So, and then he gets into the Hall of Fame. You still contend that Alan Trammell does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Listen to this guy, Detroit. Listen to this guy, the blasphemy.
Actually, absolutely. I don't think he deserves to be there. Does Ben Zobrist belong in the Hall of Fame? He won a World Series MVP. Does Pablo Sandoval? He won a World Series MVP. What about Edgar Renteria? You want to put him in? I don't think winning a World Series MVP means anything.
So 6 All-Stars, 4 Gold Gloves, 3 Silver Sluggers, and a World Series MVP, and that's not good enough. Do you put Bonds in?
Absolutely. 100%.
So as he aged, media and fans turned against Bonds because of legally leaked to the media evidence mounted that he had used PEDs in the latter part of his career. With his name in the headlines more regarding his legal situation than his on-field exploits, he pursued an eclipse of Hank Aaron's 33-year-old home run record turned into a joyless drag as he disappeared from the majors soon after breaking the record in 2007, despite ranking among the game's most dangerous hitters even at age 43. Not until 2014 did he even debut as a spring training guest instructor for the Giants. The reversal of his felony obstruction of justice conviction in April 2015 freed him of legal hassles, and he spent 2016 as the Marlins hitting coach, though he was fired at season's end. He's hardly alone as a Hall of Fame candidate with links to PEDs. Clemens, Palmeiro, McGuire, Sosa, debuting at 36% in 2013. Bonds spun his wheels for 2 years before climbing to 44% in 16 and 53% in 17 due to a confluence of factors. But just as he crossed historically significant 50 threshold, the Hall unilaterally truncated candidacies from 15 years to 10 so as to curtail debate over the PED-linked ones, has made it strongest name yet that it would like to avoid honoring him in the form of a plea to voters from Vice Chairman Joe Morgan not to honor players connected to steroids. So what now? You got to do it within 10 years?
Correct. It's at 10 years now. Yeah, you have to get in there within 10 years.
So now it was 15 before, and now it's 10?
They've changed it to 10. A couple years ago, they changed it.
So what year is he in now? You're telling me he's in like year 4 or something?
4 or 5.
He debuted in, listen, he spun his wheels for 2 years before climbing. So what? He debuted in 2013, so he has till 23?
Correct.
So, thank you, Ryan. Do you think he can do it?
Yes,
before 23?
I feel like it's starting to rise for the steroid, for him, Clemens, and
well, he's already at 53.8%. Why do you think it's going up so significantly from 36%?
Because
to 53%. Why do you think that is?
I feel like there's a couple factors here. One is, I think that there's guys who wanted to put him in, but wanted him to wait a certain amount of time, whether it be 4 years or 5 years or 6 years. They didn't want him going in too early. I think there's other people who, after one of those dumb committees put Bud Selig in, who, let's be honest, if you put Bud Selig in the Baseball Hall of Fame, all the steroid guys should go in. Now, the writers didn't put Bud Selig in. I get that part of it. But still, he's in the Hall of Fame. So if Bud Selig was basically the Pied Piper of steroid use in Major League Baseball in the late 90s.
As a 21-year-old, Bonds hit just .223 for the Pirates in 86 and struck out 102 times. The only season he would reach triple digits in that category. Batting leadoff most of the time, he did homer 16 times, steal 36 bases, walk 65 times in 484 plate appearances, and play above average defense in center field en route to a respectable 3.5 war. Shifting to left field to accommodate the arrival of Andy Van Slyke in 87. And I was there for all of this. I covered the Pirates every single day from 87 to 90, right? And this is when they got good with Bonds, Bonilla, and Van Slyke. You remember? And Jim Leland. Bonds improved to 25 home runs, 32 steals, 5.8 war, and a 261 average, 329, 492 line. His plate discipline and the respect accorded to him by NL pitchers advanced significantly over the next 2 years. He drew 14 intentional walks in 88, 22 out of 93 in 89, and he slumped to 19 homers and 248 average in the latter year. Anyway, that winter, the Pirates and Dodgers discussed a trade that would have sent third baseman Jeff Hamilton and John Welland to Pittsburgh for Bonds. He stayed in Pittsburgh and broke out in 90, earning All-Star and Gold Glove honors. The 30-30 feat placed him in select company as only one of 13 players to reach that dual milestone. His father had done it five times, joining Mays as one of two other players to that point who had done so twice. His slugging percentage and his war went up to 9-7, both led the league. The Killer Bees helped the Pirates go 95-67, win the East for the first time since 79. They lost six-game NLCS to the Reds. Then they repeated as NL East champs in each of the next two seasons as well. Then they fell to the Braves in a seven-game NLCS both times. He led the NL in with a 410 on-base percentage in 91, led in both on-base and slugging percentages in 92. And he led the league in walks with 127, 32 intentional. I mean, this guy, I kid you not. Okay, so at the end of his time in Pittsburgh, he was 28. He signed a six-year, $43 million deal with the Giants. So what was bizarre was is that I went to San Francisco then, right? So I ended up in – I left Pittsburgh. I went to Florida. I did A-ball. Then I went to Las Vegas and went national. Then I went to CNN Atlanta. And then I went to KNBR San Francisco, which was the home of the Giants. And guess who appeared the same year I ended up in San Francisco in 94? Barry Bonds. So there I was covering Barry Bonds again every day for a living. And, I mean, the numbers that that guy put up in San Francisco, I mean, they won 103 games, lost out to the 104-win Braves for the NL West flag due to a pair of homers by Mike Piazza on the final day of the season. He hit, listen to this, 303, 37 homers, 28 steals, 130 walks in 98. Out there, I mean, just incredible. He set career highs with 49 home runs in 2000, second in the league, one short of Sosa's total. He hit 306. The Giants won the NL West but fell to the Mets in the division series. He lost out on the MVP to Kendo at 334. I mean, this guy was unbelievable, right? And his 71st blast off Chano Park in October of 2001 broke McGuire's three-year-old record, but it was his 72nd homer also off Park. Came in the same game in which San Francisco was eliminated from postseason contention. He became the first four-time MVP in baseball history and kicked off another stretch of four straight years in which he led the league in war, finishing a season with a career-high 11.9. I mean, this guy, how can you not put this guy in the Hall of Fame? Oh, because they're going to say he was juiced for all of it. They're going to say he was juiced for all of the San Francisco years. Is that about right, Carver High?
Certainly sounds that
so,
way.
But the Pittsburgh years, they got nothing on him, right? It was all in San Francisco. Would you say
he's
that
also never failed a test?
Would you say that his numbers in Pittsburgh earn him the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Barely or convincingly?
I think he's a Hall of Famer even without it.
Wow. So do I. I think it's just unbelievable that he even has to, like, that they even have to wait for this is unbelievable to me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.